See, I wasn't sure if about doing one of these, because I really didn't know what I would say. I mean, there's so much I could say, so much I could describe or explain, or just that. Yeah, there's a lot. But I don't think any of it would be true, because I know for a fact that I wouldn't be able to meet you and have a nice dinner and do something after, just spend some quality time, because the first thing I would do is wrap my arms around you, pull you so tight that you can't get away, and sink my teeth into your neck. Not the most traditional of hellos, but my own special take on it. Just, I don't know if I'd be able to go and sit somewhere nicely with you, because I don't think I'd be able to keep my hands off you. I mean, right now I've been sitting stroking my cock for well over an hour and a half, taking the advice of many before me to jump in near the end, so we don't end up with a stupidly long audio. So that's what I've done. But all I've been able to think about is you putting down any resistance you have, making you admit that you want it. Just as bad as I do. Fuck. I'm throbbing just thinking about it. Your moans, your whimpers, you begging for everything and nothing. Not even sure what you want anymore. As long as it involves my dick being so far in you that you'll never be able to imagine life without it again. See, anyone that's talked to me knows that I have a thing for walls. There's nothing better than slamming someone against a wall so that there is no escape, and making them scream your name over and over. That's what I want with you. I want you to have no voice by the time I'm done. Which wouldn't help you anyway, because you won't be able to walk. I want my teeth to be permanently etched into you. Everywhere. Your inner thigh. Across those lovely tits. On your ass. On your neck. Your collarbone. Your lip. Just everywhere. I want to give you a night that you will not forget, no matter how much you try. I want to give you a night that you'll want again and again and again. But instead, I'm sitting here, stroking my cock, just thinking about you. Thinking about which may never be. But who knows? Might. One day you might find out what it's like to be strapped down to a bed and have me go down on you for hours and hours. And hours. Oh, fuck. I bet you taste amazing. I bet you thrash and you moan and you lift your hips, trying desperately to grab the back of my head to either pull me away because it's too much or push me deeper because you fucking love it. But you can't because they're strapped very tightly. I'm extremely good with rope. And then, when you can't take it anymore, when you have begged and you've cried for me to stop, just everything short of your safe word, really, I slide up, put my cock to the tip of your very pretty, soaking wet, abused cunt, look you straight in the eye, and slam it in. And keep slamming it in. Not stopping, not resting, sure as fuck not slowing down. Again and again and again. Every inch deep inside you. Stretching you to fit me perfectly. Can you honestly say you don't want that? I want to break you in so that I can take you to places you've never been before. And while I'm doing it, I'm going to run my hand through your hair as close to the scalp as possible. Make a fist, grabbing, pulling your head to the side before whispering in your ear, "You're mine." And then sinking my teeth into your collarbone as you come around my cock to feel your cunt spasming, but it's me, so you have a long way to go before I'm done. Just slide out of your motherfucked pussy, bring my cock up to your lips, and tease you as you desperately try to suck me off like a good girl. Do you know how difficult that would be for me? To just sit there with the head at your lips, not allowing you to take it into your mouth. The temptation to just grab your head and drive it down your throat would be excruciating. But it would be well worth the wait. It would be so fucking delicious to watch the agony on your face as you desperately beg for it. And when I think you've had enough, I'm gonna slowly at first start pushing my cock down your throat. And when you're a good girl and you can take it all, I'm gonna wrap my hands around your throat to make it tighter as I fuck your face. Oh, such a pretty face. You really are beautiful. Just makes it all the better. I like to break pretty things. I'm gonna teach you exactly how to get me off. What buttons to press, what parts to lick, what parts to stroke. And then, once I've trained you up and you're perfect, I'm going to unstrap you I'm going to sit back. I'm going to let you get to work. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh. Your breath would feel amazing. Your hands, your tits. That sweet little soaking wet pussy. That fucking tight ass. All of you. I want all of you. I want every part of you. And I want you to give it willingly. I want you to want it as bad as I do. So badly, in fact, that after I've sent this, as soon as it starts, you're gonna feel a tingling sensation. And then next thing you know, you'll get about 4 minutes in, and that pretty little cunt will be flooded just for me. Because that's what I want. I want you wet for me. Just like I'm hard for you. You have such a beautiful voice. I want to hear whimper and pain and pleasure. I want you to be screaming stop and don't stop at the same time. I want you to beg me to fill you in every hole, to look me dead in the eye and beg and plead for me to fill your cunt with my hot cum. I'm sitting here hoping that you've got your hand in your cunt right now. Just a finger deep inside. Or a toy, even better. Just getting off on the fact that I get off over you. Would you tell me if you were? Would you send me a message saying that you came to me? I hope you would. There's so many things I want to do to you. It drives me nuts. It makes my cock throb. Oh, I need to get that out of my system. Just thinking about you is driving me fucking nuts. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come thinking about fucking you. Oh. Mm-hmm.